Morning Show at East Coast FM, and joining us is Tina Koumarianis. You're very welcome, Tina.
Thanks a million, Declan.
Good
morning. Lovely to be here.
And how are things with you? How are things in Rathdrum?
Excellent. No complaints at all. Everything very good. Getting ready for the summer. Places getting busy.
Really? What sort of things in preparation for the summer?
Well, Avondale House is closed now completely, even at the weekends, mm-hmm. because they are going to open this big new attraction in June with the viewing tower and the treetop walk and the slide down the middle of the viewing tower. So wear trousers if you intend going there. It's a very big slide. But I think the park, the water park down the bottom of the road is very busy, and also Clara Lara Fun Park.
Oh, yeah.
They're all, you know, so it's a great place to be. It's very, very lively. And as I say, we have six new housing estates going up, so it'll be even livelier.
Are they occupied at the moment?
Some are, some aren't. A lot of them are still in under construction. Stewart's Hall and Viewmount, part of Viewmount, still under construction. But it's a very good... Rathdrum really is becoming a metropolis.
Right, okay. Best of luck. I mean, it's a lovely part of the world out there, out to Greenan and places like that. Anyway, let's get down to business with the questions that were sent in. AskTinaK@gmail.com. Dear Tina, my lovely aunt, who I'm mad about, has just announced she's getting married again. And my mother, her sister, is having an absolute fit. He seems perfectly nice, happy, good-looking man to me, and I don't see what her problem is. Any idea what's going on?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got a sister, and I should imagine it's vicious sibling rivalry going on. It sounds like your mother is raging that her sister is getting a second bite at the cherry with what appears to be a very pleasant, attractive man, while she, on the other hand, is probably just still doing what she's always done, you know, the same old everyday drudgery, and she sees her sister on top of the world and happy. Of course, it may be that your mother is blissfully happy too, but is just one of those bossy people who feels she absolutely must have the last say in everything that's happening, whether it involves her or not. I would say you sound like a nice person, and I doubt anything you say will calm your mother down. So do the decent thing and maintain a buffer between the two of them to ensure your aunt's continued happiness and that your mother doesn't wreck everything by her constant whinging.
Right. It'll be sorted, yeah?
Not necessarily. No. I'm still sorting 68 years on. No, 69 years on, I'm still sorting my sister out.
Okay.
So no, I am not guaranteeing it'll be sorted.
All right. Another one here. Hi, Tina. We are a group of friends who all worked for the same company until it closed a few months back. Only one of us has managed to find part-time work since, so we're all quite fed up. Any suggestions for lightening the mood? I see there's a shortage of a few quid there at the moment.
Yeah, there is, and it reminds me of back when the recession hit, we had the same sort of thing going on. So I'd say as money's tight and there's nothing quite like shopping to cheer a girl up, you and your friends should go through your respective wardrobes and swap any items that you have lost interest in. Remember, what is one woman's trash is another woman's treasure. And I'd also, we've talked about this before, Declan, check out swap shops in good areas for more bits and pieces. Then each week organise a tasty, inexpensive dinner at one of your houses with a bring your own booze policy to avoid bad feeling if one of the group drinks more than the others. Because, you know, if you're strapped for cash and one of you is knocking back all the booze and the others are having to pay for it, that's not fair, you know.
Yeah.
Also, you can check out free days out, museums, go for walks in the country with a picnic. This also works in the winter if you have a really warm car. And don't forget about sharing costs for petrol. I think it is really lousy you lost your jobs. I know I did during the recession and it was a horror show. But great that you have good friends to weather the storm with. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, you can all look back on this and smile, because nothing lasts forever.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's a good advice of going to bring your own bottle and all that sort of stuff.
You have to. You have to, because you can't, you know, even if you, oh, come to my house this week and I'll do everything. No, just get them booze, stuff that is expensive, get them to bring their own. You know, the pasta and what have you, you can manage that, but not when it comes to booze.
All right. It's Ask Tina, Tina Kumarianis, and it's asktinak@gmail.com. Hello, Tina. I'm in my 60s, and I have a close friend who I visit regularly. That sounds pretty good. However, her daughter has taken suddenly to leaving her two young and noisy children off at her house unannounced. And we can't seem to have a decent conversation anymore. I'm beginning to dread going over there. Do you have a polite remedy for this?
Well, now that's the bit where I would run screaming from our house, as I already have this going on in my own home with my grandson who lives with me. So I tend to, like today after the show, I will be meeting a friend outside the home for a coffee. Anyway, it's very annoying for you and probably your friend too when the two of you want to do is have a chat and a cuppa. On one hand, I can understand why her daughter would wish to escape from her two little darlings, but she did decide to have them and therefore must accept responsibility for them, especially when her mother is clearly entertaining. You know, it's okay turning up, but then if she sees she's got friends in, she'll say, oh, I was going to pop in, I'll talk to you later, and take them away again. Is there any reason your friend can't speak to her daughter about her impromptu visits and suggest limiting her babysitting activities to when you're not around or any of her other friends? I know she doesn't want to alienate her daughter, but a little respect from that quarter wouldn't go amiss. Because, you know, boot on the other foot. I wonder how a daughter would feel if every time she had her friends in, her mother turned up and constantly asked for cups of tea and to be taken to the toilet. I bet it wouldn't be too long before she was incarcerated in Sundown Happy Endings retirement home somewhere. Her daughter certainly wouldn't like that. Take me to the toilet, make me a cup of tea. No.
Yeah, you have to deal with it, do you?
Yeah, you have to deal. Just say, listen, I love seeing you and the children, but just not ring before you come in case Marianne is round or one of my friends. Because it's very annoying. Jesus, you know, children taking over the conversation.
And having to deal with maybe incidents along, it just spoils the flow of it.
Oh, totally, yeah. Especially as you get older. I think younger people seem to forget that as you get older, you might look young and vivacious, but there's a reason women in their 60s and 70s don't have babies and young children.
All right, okay. We squeeze one more in, and we've a fourth one here. Yep. Dear Tina, I thought I had been reasonably happily married for years, but have fallen madly in love with my daughter's boyfriend. He's so good looking and with a great body, which I couldn't take my eyes off when we went to Britain a couple of weeks ago. I know you probably think I'm ridiculous, but I know it's wrong, but I really can't help myself. I've never felt this way before. Should I tell him?
Whoa, Kuka, no, you should not tell him. It's acceptable to window shop good-looking young men to momentarily relive your youth, but to actually act on it, and with your daughter's boyfriend, means you could lose a hell of a lot more than your youthful memories. If you were single with no ties, I'm all in favour of you doing whatever or whomever you fancy. But then, you mustn't be offended if, when out and about, waiters, etc., ask your companion what his mother would like to drink. You know, that has to be taken. I know you might think it's all wonderful, but, you know, if there is going to be a big age difference, you mustn't be offended. As the saying goes, do one thing every day that scares you, but to risk your marriage, the love and respect of your daughter and possibly being rejected by the object of your desire is rather a lot of danger in all in one go, don't you think? I think things will get better in time, just not immediately. So now would be a very good time to take up a hobby like knitting to keep your hands busy.
Knitting is not as exciting as this illicit love affair.
Well, exactly.
With somebody she fancies.
Yes, I know. But actually, after putting knitting, I said maybe flower arranging might be better, because if things get really depressing, a lot less harm can be done with a posy. Yes, I know. Declan, everybody sees somebody young at some stage, and you know, you look and think, oh yeah, if only I was younger. But she wants to act on it now, but with her daughter's boyfriend, oh dear, no, that wreck your marriage, wreck your daughter's relationship with you. And this guy would probably look at you horrified. He's looking at you as, you know, his girlfriend's mother, not Mrs. Robinson was great.
That's the movie.
On film.
And Bancroft.
But maybe Britis isn't the place for the graduate.
Don't be knocking Costa del Britis.
Well, do you know what? When you think of all the yummy mummies down in Britis, they'll all be looking at each other wondering which one of them is after the daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, but that's not the answer this correspondent, I'm sure, is looking for. She's looking for a way to do it.
Well, I tell you what, if you're not happy with my answer, you go ahead and see what happens, and I wish you the best of luck with it.
Yeah, but you see, it's niggling at her in her head, you know, and every time she sees your man.
Oh, listen, we have all wanted someone or something that we couldn't have, and it's terribly annoying and aggravating, but at the end of the day, you just got to get over it. I mean, what are you going to do? Give him a wink or tell him? I mean, that would probably finish his her daughter's relationship with him, because he might not want to come around anymore. Or if he did, how long is that going to... actually, more to the point, imagine his mother finding out that her son had been hit on by, you know, his girlfriend's mother. She'd probably be round there with a few strong words. Get away from my son, you know, you're old enough to be his mother, which of course you probably are.
All right, Tina, thanks for that.
I'm very sorry. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but I don't know. No, I think you're going to have to get over this, or hope that your daughter's relationship comes to an end. So, and because the summer is only starting, and think of how distraught you're going to be with all the sunbathing during the summer. It's not good for your health. Your heart.
All right. If you want to get in touch with Tina, what's the best way?
Oh, yeah. AskTinaK@gmail.com. And the YouTube channel is just AskTinaK. And I post on YouTube and Facebook. I do the videos after the show so people can catch up on it.
Very good. And how are things otherwise? How's life? I mean, do you miss the telly and all that?
Yeah, I do miss the telly a lot. You know, and I've spoken to a lot of the girls who were on the panel, and they all miss the telly a lot. But I've through you, I suppose. I've a couple of other bits on radio. I was on RTE Radio 1 the other day. I'm on News Talk talking about swearing on Friday. So they thought it would be a good idea, with me being an etiquette expert, to ask me on to talk about how bad it is to swear. I said, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm probably one of the worst swearers. And I said, and I'm a swearing pensioner. So that's it. So they said, fantastic, we'll have that. So, yeah. So all that's right. Sorted. There's plenty going on. So it's all good. But yeah, telly was great.
Yeah, and Elaine is doing well, I think.
She is, yeah. She's got her morning slots on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday on Virgin Media. Yeah.
All right, it's Tina Kay, that is Tina Koumarianis. You can hear her every Tuesday sorting out the problems.
You know, yeah, well, yeah, some of them.
Causing some more, maybe.
Yes, I think so, especially for that last poor lady. I'd say she's swearing at the radio as we speak.
Thanks very much indeed, Tina. Good morning to you.